Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steve, talk to us about what's going on with this pastor. He's invading coffee houses.
Yes.
This is not, I mean, he's supposed to be in the building. Is he getting
outside?
He got outside the building.
He did.
And he's invading coffee houses. What's he doing?
Well, his name is Pastor Tom, and he's actually out of Pennsylvania. And I used to be a coffee drinker, but I'm no longer really.
You're not a coffee drinker.
Not so much.
We're going to pray for you.
Yes. I received that. But Pastor Tom, he's not a coffee drinker either, but he's a tea drinker. And
a
tea drinker. He drinks tea.
Tea.
And outside of once a week, he goes to a coffee shop. He orders himself a coffee so he can kind of fit into his environment.
Even though he doesn't drink it.
Okay. But he's taken this, someone gave him a word of knowledge, just kind of a word of encouragement, and he just stepped outside his normal environment where he is, and he goes to a coffee shop.
Do we have a picture of him anywhere?
I believe we have a picture of him.
There he is.
But he puts a sign in front of him, and it says free prayer. And he just kind of sits, and he was kind of doing it reluctantly at first, but he was amazed at how many people began to take him up on his offer.
Well, this is the process for him, right? Because
the pastor
was saying, I got to talk to people. You know, and they're going to ask me something.
and that's amazing as you say that, because he even describes himself as a creature of pattern. He's just like, you know, this is not something that I would do.
I can only do things here in the building.
Because I remember myself when it's just like I wanted to do something, and I would go on prayer walks and I'd go to one specific area, and somebody gave me some wisdom that says, have you ever thought about going across the street? Yeah. And it blows your mind.
Yeah,
and a very comparable thing happened to him. Like you're saying, he was very reluctant, not really sure if he wanted to go. But one of the powerful encounters that he has is while he's sitting there, somebody comes up to him, and unknown to Pastor Tom at this time, but you know, the relatives, family, friends around this individual began dying.
Mm.
And he's just going through this process of trying to, you know, what do you do in a situation like that? And then he sees Pastor Tom sitting at a table that says free prayer. And little did he know that because Pastor Tom walked through this process of stepping out into his uncomfortable area, he's able to just minister and listen to this person and just spend time with them. And that's such a powerful truth that we have to understand. It's just like, step out into the uncomfortable, because there's someone that God is positioning after that, that you have to be able to walk through, that God is going to connect so that you can share the gospel, minister to them, witness to them, and you don't know what God's going to do, but are you willing to just step out?
That's a beautiful thing. Thank God Pastor Thomas said, you know, heard and said, I'm going to do it.
It's
because
amazing.
You know, there's so much ministry that takes place out in the world where life happens. You know, it happens at coffee houses and restaurants, at work, in different community events. And if we begin to go, you know, it's not about necessarily a come ye church, but a go ye church.
Right.
You know, we got to go out and have an outward focus and live life and be available for people. And when we do that, you know, amazing things happen. You know, very few people actually turn down prayer. It doesn't happen often. It does happen. But people are open for prayer, especially when things are going wrong in their lives. And just the simple sign at a table saying free prayer, what would happen if 20 people in your community, believers, Christians, would start invading coffee houses and would put a little sign and saying free prayer? Can you imagine the healings that would take place at the Drowsy Poet or at the Starbucks? Can you imagine all the things that would take place just because you made yourself available? Listen, maybe you're saying, I can do that. I drink coffee.
That's right.
I go to coffee houses.
We're in a library.
I go to restaurants. What would happen if I just go and stick a little sign out? Listen, maybe you're called to do that today. Listen, we want to hear about it. Do it, do it, do it. And I think that it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.